We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
On our Western hotline is our very own, the pride of Iowa State, Paul Hamilton, brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' comp attorneys working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Good morning, Mr. Hamilton. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Paul, I'm good. I got to tell you, I read your article, and you caught me by surprise.
Why's that?
Well, you're not typically, you know, you are not the kind of guy that will just jump right to, hey, man, let's just fire the coach. But at the end of your article, you brought up, you know, the thing that we had talked about with you about Housley a few weeks ago and made some interesting points about Pegulas, the fans, and what's been happening the last few weeks with the how the team has looked and how it might impact Housley's future.
Well, I know the Pegulas aren't into firing coaches every 2 years. It's something that they really, really, really don't want to do. But the Sabres may have forced this in their hands. They really may. I mean, look at the arena last night. And I'm not blaming the fans. I don't want anybody to think that I'm blaming the fans or whatever. But that was the worst by far I had ever seen the Leafs got. I was actually having trouble looking down in the lower bowl and finding a Saber jersey. I couldn't find them. I mean, there were few and far between. That arena was filled to the brim with Leaf fans. 75% at least were Leaf fans. And I think the fans have spoken. I think the Pegulas, all they need to do is take a look at their arena last night to see what the fans think of their hockey department and hockey program and what's going on there. And, I mean, the St. Louis game was really good, but for the most part, the games are awful. There are some guys going through the motions. It was horrible. That 40 minutes of hockey last night was just awful. And they should be ashamed of themselves for putting that kind of an effort on in front of their home fans, a few of them that were there. And they should take notice that their home fans weren't there. They had no desire to come watch them play. They would rather make money and let a Leaf fan go to the game. And I think that says volumes. And, you know, the three straight shutouts, I think, matter. I think a lot of things matter. And they may get their hands forced here.
Yeah, Paul, I think for me, it goes beyond the Leafs game last night, and I think it gets into the discussion of, you know, selling the team, marketing the team, your fan base, your renewal of season tickets, and all that stuff for next season. The bottom line, because if you bring Phil Housley back in a season where the wheels completely have come off, and you don't feel good about the direction of the franchise, how do you sell it? That's a really, really difficult sell to your fan base.
If they were playing like they did against St. Louis night in and night out, and they win some and they lose some, I think everybody's fine. You know, that was a good effort. They squeaked out a win in overtime. You know, you're not always going to win that. But I think everybody's fine with that. But it's too many of the Colorado game and the Toronto game, where it's just they get hemmed in their zone and they never get it out. And they play the whole 20, 40 minutes, whatever, in their own zone. And people say, well, they had the lead in the first period. Well, yeah, they had the lead for a few reasons. Number one, Carter Hutton. Number two, Carter Hutton. Number five, Carter Hutton. And they killed off two penalties very well. And they had a power play goal. But the 5-on-5 was just disgusting, I guess is all I could say. It just wasn't there at all, and to come out and have that type of an effort on home ice, to me, is embarrassing.
I think, you know, it's interesting, Paul, Jason Botchel, again, getting back to the number of issues the Sabres are going to face about what to do with the coaching staff, among other things, in the offseason. Listening to Jason Botchel yesterday with Mike and Chris, the very first question from Mike was something about, you know, how do you feel about how the season played out? A very, you know, open-ended question about the season. And, you know, after saying, of course, we're disappointed, he talked about there's at least we're excited about the young guys developing. And he's right, Paul, you know, but there have been a number of positives from that standpoint, you know, Dahlin, Eichel, Reinhardt. But the problem is the season itself went so south that you lost that feeling quite some time ago. If you're a Sabre fan, you can't even revel in the, hey, Dahlin's got 39 points and Eichel had a career year and Reinhardt had a career year. It's all blown away by the fact that this team was so bad, and we're talking about a team that for 41 games now has not been able to win back-to-back games.
Yeah, and Jason Botterill will always speak in positives publicly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not going to rip his team or anybody else in the public behind closed doors. I'm sure some of the things that he said are totally different. But, so, you know, he went to, you know, we've had good development from. Well, who's developed pretty well? Sam Reinhart. He said Jack Eichel has progressed as a captain, as a leader. True. But you didn't hear Tate Thompson. You didn't hear Linus Ullmark. Right. You didn't hear, he did talk about Casey Mittelstadt and how tough it is for a kid coming out of high school 2 years ago and to be able to adapt to the NHL. He's right. That is true. But, you know, he's talking about the young guys that develop. Well, he's talking about Reinhardt and the guys who have had good years. And he will always be that. He's not going to come out and say, you know, we made a huge mistake keeping Tage Thompson up here. He talked about how, you know, he understands how people would perceive their lineups and how they do call-ups and things like that. But, he says, you know, they had a plan. And yeah, I think he acknowledged, I don't remember his exact wording, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't type of thing. It's not what he said, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to misrepresent him. But he's always going to accent whatever positives he can find.
Hey, Nylander had a nice goal. The Buffalo Nylander had a nice goal last night, Paul. It was a nice play.
Yeah, the Toronto Nylander played pretty well, too. But he did. And, you know, when the Sabres were playing better in the third period, he played better. I mean, he was bad in the first two, and so were 18 other guys. You know, on the team. So they switched lines up a little bit. It actually worked. They played a little bit better, and they were one post from tying that game in a game they had no business being in as Montour hit the post past the midway point of the third period, and they almost tied that game. But he doesn't score that goal if he doesn't get that shot off. What a quick release.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got that shot off flash. And it had some zip on it, and that's probably the best shot from start to finish I've seen him make in the National Hockey League. There was no hesitation. As soon as the puck hit his stick, it was gone. And just a great play by Alex Nylander, a good play by Sobotka to get it to him.
Paul, why has this team struggled so much all year with guys coming from behind the net, mm-hmm. circling around? I mean, it's just been a problem, whether it's a bad goal by the goalie, somebody not taking a body on somebody. It's just been a problem all season, and it seemed like the Leafs really took advantage of that last night, and it was part of their scouting report.
Well, they break down so often. I mean, they don't want to be chasing like that, but as soon as their zone breaks down, it's into a one-on-one situation, a man-on-man. They can't play it. If you want to play man-on-man defense, you better be the Tampa Bay Lightning or the Nashville Predators. You have to be a very, very, very good team to be able to chase players around your zone and stay with them. So as soon as they start getting into that, it looks like the Harlem Globetrotters. that they're just defending and they can't stay with them. And then the play winds up as they're cycling it around. The play winds up behind the net. And they have no idea how to defend that. They haven't figured out yet how to defend that. And all sorts of opportunities, whether it's passes in front of wide open guys or guys coming out from behind the net, they don't stop anything about it. I mean, nothing is stopped. The pass is always there, and the goal, it's either a goal or the goaltender has to make a save, or, you know, the wraparound works. And that winds up being a goal. And No, you're right. It's one of the weakest parts of their game and a part that Phil Housley has not been able to figure out for this team.
Paul with us on the Western Hotline. We'll take a look at the Sabres core group last night, brought to you by Corrigan Moving. For your next move, count on your core group of friends at Corrigan Moving. Not a good night for the top line, which was eventually broken up in the third period, but those guys struggled last night, Paul.
No, they did. They had a shift in the first period, probably one of the only shifts Buffalo spent in the offensive zone. Skinner set up Reinhart. He shot the puck wide, which is becoming a trend now for this team. And Eichel had a good chance, and I don't think he got good, I'll say good wood, although sticks aren't wood anymore. He didn't get good contact with the puck, and it was an easy save for Sparks. So really, after that, they got absolutely dominated by the Matthews line, and if I have a problem with Phil Housley, it was like, why did you stay with that matchup? Because the Eichel line was being dominated by the Matthews line. Now, I'm not saying maybe every line would have been dominated the way that that was going, but I don't know why he didn't get that matchup away from Eichel, because it was not going well at all.
Have you ever been to Stockholm, Sweden, Paul?
I have not. We had the trip to Finland and Germany, but we didn't make it to Sweden. One of the teams the Sabres played, I believe, was the Kings that played the Rangers in Sweden. We didn't get there.
Well, now you get to go. Are you excited? November, book your trip now, and Brayton and I are available if you want us to go with you.
Yeah, it's be a lot of fun to be there. And it's back-to-back games on a Friday and Saturday, so I don't know exactly when they arrive and how much, pomp and circumstance they have, a day or two before, I'm sure. But as soon as, you know that teams are going to Sweden and Rasmus Dahlin is with the Buffalo Sabres, I'm thinking, well, the Sabres are definitely going. You don't know where Carlson's going to wind up. But I think Carlson's been there anyway in those games. So who's the next best guy? Well, Hedman. Hedman's a good guy to have there, too. So, you had a good Swedish contingent. By that time, Lawrence Pilot's probably up with the team. Linus Ullmark will be with the team. Who knows if Olofsson might be with the team by then. So, and maybe possibly even Asplund.
Yeah.
So, you have a good Swedish contingent on the Buffalo Sabres. So, to me, it was a foregone conclusion that, the Sabres would wind up in that game.
It's funny. Brayton and I were talking about this earlier, Paul, and I forgot about Pilot. You could start an entirely Swedish unit. Ullmark in goal, Pilot, Dahlin, Olofsson, Asplund, Nylander. You got enough Swedes to ice an entire starting unit.
Yeah, and I didn't say Larson because I don't know if Larson's still going to be on the team next year. That he's a restricted free agent, but it's possible he could still be around too.
Of course, you would start Larson from a defensive standpoint at the opening faceoff. So, yeah. All right.
As a veteran, if you did a Swedish lineup, if he's there and is a veteran, he would be there.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us. Are you going to find some time? I know you got to. Oh no, you don't have to travel today. You're going to find some time to watch the tournament.
I don't know. UB and Iowa State are both on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not a real big basketball fan, so probably not. And then I'm in Montreal Friday. As soon as we get there, the UB game starts. Well, if that's not on, whatever, SportsNet or TSN, whoever's covering the tournament, it's not like we have a choice of games. So I think we will have one choice of games. Bet they probably would go with the CBS game, whatever it might be, right through the night.
Yeah.
So I'm not anticipating being able to see either UB or Iowa State tomorrow.
Well, you should follow us on Twitter, all the guys here at WGR, Paul. We'll keep you updated on the game.
I definitely will, and I know you will.
All right. I won't block you, I promise.
I thought you already had.
Nah, you're borderline. Thank you, Mr. Hamilton.
Take care, guys.
Have a nice day, Paul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.